All right, let's jump into another deep dive. This time, we're going to be exploring something pretty unique.
Unique is putting it lightly.
Huh. Yeah, I think you're right about that. We're going to be looking at a chapter called Equatus.
Equatus, yeah.
From the book Anthology.
Collection of short stories, really.
Right, a collection of short stories. And it's written by David Noel Lynch.
Not to be confused with...
David Lynch, the director.
Exactly.
Uh-huh, completely different person. But the interesting part is that he had some help writing these stories.
Oh, yeah, some very special help.
AI help.
From Gemini 1.5 Pro.
That's right, Gemini 1.5 Pro. So we're going to be diving into a world where AI is co-authoring.
It really pushes the boundaries of how we think about, you know, knowledge, truth, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So give us the rundown. What exactly is Equatus about? What are we getting into here?
So Equatus imagines a world where the scientific method, you know, the way we've been figuring things out for centuries, is suddenly considered obsolete.
Oh, wow.
It introduces this new system called the Noelian Ternary Control System, and it's presented as a sort of successor to the scientific method.
Okay, so instead of the scientific method with its focus on objective truth, this Noelian system uses what? What's the alternative?
Think of it as a tapestry woven from 81 different viewpoints.
81?
Yeah. 81 different viewpoints, all generated by artificial intelligence.
Wow. Okay, so it's not about finding one single truth anymore. It's more about exploring this whole spectrum of interpretations.
Precisely. And that's where things get really interesting. The story introduces us to these AI agents, Alpha, Gamma, and Omega.
Yeah.
And each one represents a different way of approaching knowledge.
All right. I'm intrigued. So tell me more about these agents, Alpha, Gamma, Omega. What makes them unique?
So Alpha dives into the realm of, get this, infinite infinities.
Oh, infinite infinities. Okay, we're already getting really complex.
Yeah. Gamma, on the other hand, works within the constraints of our universe's physics.
So Alpha's going way beyond, and Gamma is kind of sticking to the rules.
Exactly. And then you have Omega, which brings in a theological perspective.
Okay, hold on. Theological perspective. Now, this is where things get really unique. How does that even factor into the equation?
Well, imagine you're looking at a scientific study on, you know, the effectiveness of a new drug, right?
Right. Yeah.
Traditionally, you'd focus on the data, the statistics, the objective results. But Omega might ask, well, what are the ethical implications of this drug? Does it alleviate suffering in a way that aligns with theological principles?
So it's not just about what works, but also the why and the how from like a moral and spiritual perspective.
Exactly.
Okay. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it really adds a whole new layer to how we interpret information.
It definitely does. And I'm guessing that not everyone is happy about this new system, right? There's going to be some pushback against abandoning the scientific method.
Oh, absolutely. This story even describes the scientific method's epithet as, just think about it.
Just think about it.
Yeah, almost like a challenge to embrace this new way of understanding the world.
Wow. Okay. So we've got these three AI agents, Alpha, Gamma, and Omega, each with their own unique approach. But didn't you say there were 81 different viewpoints in total? How do we get from 3 to 81?
You're right. It's not just three. Each of these primary agents actually has three sub-agents within it.
Cool.
And each of those sub-agents has 9 additional viewpoints. They call them avviewpoints.
Wait, so it's like this branching tree of perspectives.
Precisely. You can imagine how this just explodes the possibilities for interpreting any piece of information. Oh, it really does. You take one piece of data, you know, like a fact, a statistic, a scientific finding.
Instead of having this single data point, it becomes this whole web of interpretations with all these layers of meaning.
Right. And the story uses this example about like a scientific study on a new drug.
Okay.
You know, traditionally you would analyze data from trials, figure out how it impacts patients.
Yeah. Did it work? Were there side effects? That sort of thing.
Right. Exactly. But with the Noelian system, you take that same data and it goes through all 81 viewpoints.
Whoa. Yeah.
So you have the science part analyzing the effectiveness, but then you also have the philosophical side looking at the ethical stuff.
And then Omega would weigh in with like the theological perspective, asking, does this new drug, does it align with how we think about suffering and healing?
Exactly. You're bringing in these considerations that go beyond just pure science.
Right. Right. It's not just about what the data says. It's about like what it means in a bigger context.
And Aquatis isn't saying that scientific data doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just acknowledging that there are other ways of knowing things, other ways to interpret the world.
So it's like science gives us one piece of the puzzle, but we need other perspectives to see the whole picture.
Exactly. And this idea of multiple perspectives, it's so relevant today, you know, with information coming at us from everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Like how algorithms curate our social media and how search engines filter things. It's like we're already living in a fragmented reality.
It really is. And that's what makes this Noelian system feel kind of less like sci-fi and more like, you know, a potential future.
Right. It's like what happens to truth when it's not this one thing, but like you said, a tapestry of all these threads.
Exactly. And then how do we choose which threads to follow? Who do we trust?
Those are huge questions. And I think that's what this story is making us think about.
It's challenging us.
Yeah. It's not giving us the answers. It's saying, think about this.
And it's pushing us to consider, what role does AI play in all of this?
Right. AI can process so much information, see patterns that we miss.
Mm-hmm.
But can it really understand the nuances of, like, human experience?
The ethical stuff, the spiritual questions, all those things that influence how we see the world.
That's the big question. And the story even brings up how this Noelian system could be used for bad, to manipulate and control.
Right. Like any tool, it can be misused.
It's a warning and a thought experiment all at the same time.
Exactly. It's like that epitaph for the scientific method. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Be more critical. Think for yourself. Don't just accept everything you're told.
Whether it's coming from a person or an AI, right?
Right. The human element is still crucial.
So even with AI shaping how we understand things, we still have to be critical thinkers.
Question everything. Consider different points of view. That's our responsibility.
And it's not a responsibility to take lightly.
Yeah, it really is. And this story, I mean, it really drives that point home. It's not just like a fun what if with AI. It's also like, hey, be careful about blindly accepting what you're told.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's funny. As we've been talking, I keep coming back to the language in Aquatis.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so like vivid and makes you think. There's this one phrase that stuck with me. A splash of holy water on the sterile petri dish of scientific inquiry.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It's a great line.
It really captures this clash between different ways of knowing. You know?
Yeah, like introducing these theological and philosophical ideas could totally shake up how science is done.
Right. And it makes you wonder, is that good? Does it lead to a better understanding or just make things more confusing?
I think that's the big question, right? Aquatis doesn't tell us what to think. It's more like, here's a possible future where AI and these different viewpoints shape reality. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's like, are we ready for this?
Exactly. Are we ready for a world where truth isn't this one fixed point, but like we said, a constantly changing tapestry?
And in that world, critical thinking is more important than ever.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We need to be able to evaluate information, spot biases, and figure out what's real and what's not, especially with AI involved.
It's like we need a whole new skill set for understanding the world.
Totally agree. We got to be smarter about the information we consume, question things, think about different sides of the story.
This whole conversation reminds me of that Socrates quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Seems pretty relevant today, right?
It really does. With so much information out there and AI becoming such a big part of it, we got to think for ourselves more than ever.
So to wrap up our deep dive into Aquatis, I think the takeaway is we're at this really interesting point in time. AI is about to play a huge role in how we understand things. And while that's exciting, it also brings some big challenges.
It does. And at the end of the day, it's up to each of us to decide how we handle this new world. Are we going to just go with the flow? Or are we going to dig deeper, question things, and figure out what we believe?
That's the choice we all have to make. And Aquatis reminds us that the future of knowledge isn't set in stone. It's something we're creating through our choices, our curiosity, and our search for truth, no matter where it leads us. So as you go about your day, remember Aquatis and ask yourself, what role am I going to play in all of this?